is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Daisy Denise Rocha. Date of birth, October the 24th, 1997. Case ID number is 684-1068. Date of exam, August the 17th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a disability report dated 2023. Identifying information. This is a 25-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of epilepsy / subdural hematoma. The claimant is presently employed at a retail store where she has been working for 3 months. She states that she works part-time, 3 to 4 hours per day, 2 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives with her father and stepmother in a house. She did finish high school, and she is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, epilepsy / subdural hematoma. History of allegations. Number one, epilepsy / subdural hematoma. The claimant states that since birth, she has had a seizure disorder, which has been diagnosed as epilepsy. She has had small seizures as well as grand mal seizures. The seizures, she states, usually last 3 to 5 minutes. She denies any trauma to her brain or tumors, but states that she did at one time have a right lateral hematoma, which resolved on its own in 2022. She denies any trauma, tumors, drug withdrawal, infectious disease, and states that she did have a hematoma / questionable cerebral vascular accident in 2022. She states that she has seizures every day, and the last time she was in the emergency room was approximately 5 months ago. She was hospitalized the last time in March of 2023. Her postictal symptoms include confusion, tiredness, headaches, hoarseness, decreased memory, and generalized weakness. MRIs were performed when she initially had seizures, and they were negative, as well as the CT scans were negative. EEGs were positive. She presently takes Tylenol and ibuprofen whenever she needs for any kind of headaches or seizure disorder. The claimant was diagnosed with epilepsy. She has had a VMS with magnet apparatus that she uses to stop any kind of seizure that she has. It was implanted in her left chest area and runs up to her brain area. In 2022, she was diagnosed with a hematoma that resolved on its own. She did have a right lateral meningitis in 2016 from a right-sided craniotomy that was performed on May the 6th of 2016, and a right lateral plate placement. She was treated for these illnesses and appears to be stable at this time. She states that her VMS needs a new battery, but that she cannot afford it at this time. The claimant is presently taking lacosamide, 200 milligrams, 1/2 tablet BID, as a anti-epileptic medication to help her with the seizures as well. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 3 hours, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 2 pounds above her head. She is unable to use a skillet at this time. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Rivas Gomez. She's on no medication for pain, except for ibuprofen and Tylenol that she takes occasionally. And she states that she does minimal physical activity, except she is working at this time. Family history, father is 46, has hypertension, diabetes mellitus, but no seizure disorder. The mother is 46 and has no medical problems. Medications, lacosamide, 200 milligrams, 1/2 tablet, BID. Medical problems, anxiety slash depression, comma, epilepsy, comma, history of a right lateral hematoma that resolved on its own, comma, meningitis in 2016, comma, and the placement of a right lateral plate with craniotomy, which was performed on May the 6th, 2016. She says she's had multiple surgeries on her brain in Houston. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors, but does have a seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 115 pounds, height 5 feet, 3/4 inches tall, BP 76 over 40, repeat was 129 over 96, pulse 76, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 22. General. This is a 25-year-old female who presented to my office with her father, who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a traumatic head secondary to a right-sided 27-centimeter C-shaped surgical scar of her brain where surgery was performed, and also a plate placed in to secure her right-sided head shape. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to the neck after the last sentence? There is a right 4-centimeter surgical neck scar and a 4-centimeter left underpit scar under the left arm, which is horizontal, where a VMS apparatus was inserted in order to help stop the seizures that the claimant is having. The claimant states that it does work, and she has had good success with it. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was intact. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. The claimant did appear to have a seizure while she was at my examination room during the examination. She was able to stop the seizure within three seconds by using the VMS apparatus to stop seizures as she continued as normal. Could you drop down to after neurological exam, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of a right craniotomy, which was performed in order to place a VMS apparatus in her brain in order to stop seizures, which appears to be somewhat successful. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor limitations in her workplace environment secondary to seizures, which has been treated with a VMS apparatus, which helps to stop the seizures within 3 seconds. Probable diagnoses. Number one, epilepsy / subdural hematoma. The claimant does have ongoing epilepsy, which has been treated with the VMS apparatus, which appears to stop seizures within 3 seconds. She was diagnosed with a subdural hematoma, which has since resolved. Her condition is stable at this time, and the machine apparatus that they inserted in her appears to be controlling most of her seizures at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Daisy Denise Rocha.